Hello and welcome to the Proverbs Podcast 4th episode. This episode will be a very, very short episode. I've struggled all week to come up with a topic, an area that may be helpful to those who listen. As I consulted with God, He told me to just pray for the people. And so this episode will be my prayer for you. For those who struggle in the area of prayer, I want to direct you to a few verses in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. And it says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." And before I pray, I just want to encourage everyone to stay connected to your word. It is very early in the morning as I am recording this. It's approximately 4 a.m. And as I went to go into my Bible app, Matthew 6 and 5 popped up. Now, I want to remind you all that I did not search for this. I just opened up my app and this verse was there waiting for me. And so when God gives you instruction, He will always show it to you in your word. If you need confirmation, it will be in His word. So the fact that Matthew 6 is up on my Bible lets me know that when the Lord told me to pray for the people, that I was hearing Him correctly. And so this is my prayer for you. Father, I ask that you touch anyone who comes under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray that they cast their cares upon you because you care for us. Father, I pray that everyone who is weary and burdened will come to you because I know that you will give us rest, my God. I pray that everyone who is under the sound of my voice, Father God, takes your yoke because your yoke is easy, Father God. And in you, they will find rest. In you, God, they will find that your burden is light. Father, I ask that anyone who comes under the sound of my voice is increased in faith. Father, increase them in faith. No matter what is going on in the world, no matter what is going on in their lives, that they trust in you. Increase them in the area of faith. We know that you will supply our needs according to your riches and glory, Father. According to your riches and glory and not the circumstances that are surrounding us. And so we wait patiently for the promise. We wait patiently for whatever it is that you have promised us because we believe you, God, and we believe your word. I pray that when the enemy comes in and tries to sow seeds of doubt, that those seeds of doubt are immediately cast down. I pray for patience. I pray for those who are waiting on your word to have patience. Patience is not the amount of time that we wait, Father, but it is how we wait. And so we wait in anticipation and excitement for your word and for the day that your word comes to pass in our lives. For those who are struggling in the area of health or any mental instability, Father God, I want you to remind them that you are Jehovah Rapha, Father God. You are the Lord who heals. I pray that those who come under the sound of my voice, that they do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. I pray that those who are in between blessings, that they don't worry about their life, that they don't worry about what they will eat or drink, that they don't worry about the clothes that they would need. The Bible tells us to look at the lilies in the field and how they grow, that they don't work to make their clothing. We know, Father, that if you will clothe the grass in the field, that you love us even more than that. And so we thank you in advance for every way that you will make, every mind that you will heal, everything that you will do for us in our lives, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, the Lord who will provide. And so we cast our cares upon you. We give all of our burdens to you. We place all of our faith in you. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are our refuge, Father God. You are our banner, our shield, and we find safety in you, God. Again, Father, I thank you in advance for every life that you will touch. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Before I sign off, I just want to encourage those who have been given a dream or goal, a business idea, something that God has promised you. I want to encourage you to be rooted in faith. I want to encourage you to stay grounded in the Word of God. There are going to be many obstacles that will come your way, but the promise of God will come to pass. If He said it to you, He will do it. And the only thing that you need to do is have faith and follow His instructions. If God promised you He would heal you, if God promised you He would renew your mind, if God promised you that He would launch your business, He will do just that. Remember to stay in the Word of God. Don't forget to pray. Please do not forget to pray. It is so important. Important that you stay in communication with God. When you are familiar with His voice, you will be able to hear Him in those difficult times. When you are rooted in faith, you will be able to find peace in the difficult times. And so again, I just want to encourage everyone on today. I pray that you are met in whatever area of need that you have in your life. I pray that you have patience as you wait. And I thank God in advance for each and every person whose lives will be touched. Signing off for the fourth episode of the Proverbs podcast, this is Jaquise Price. Very, very late in the midnight hour. Blessings to you all.